ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the Papua New Guinea Weightlifting Federation is making tentative plans for Prime Minister Peter O'Neill to present a Commonwealth gold medal to Dikatua should the winner of the 53-kilogram class at the Gold Coast Games, Sanjita Chanu, be disqualified. Chanu from India is facing being stripped of her medal after she failed a dope test, and if a second test confirms that result, then Tua will be promoted from the silver medal position. Dikatua has been here before, and her coach Paul Coffer says these latest events are a rerun of what happened at the last Commonwealth Games in Scotland.
The same thing happened 4 years ago in Glasgow. That's the funny part about her. She was the recipient of the gold medal after the girl from Nigeria was found positive. And incredibly, the same thing happened now. It looks like Dika might finish up winning a second gold medal at the Commonwealth Games.
However, in Glasgow, the whole process happened quickly and Tua was presented with gold before the Games were over. But this time, with the test results emerging outside the Games, the president of the PNG Weightlifting Federation, Sir John de Winokura, says matters are likely to take a little longer.
At the moment, the longer the shot of it is, due process is being applied to give the Indian athletes the opportunity for the sample to be tested. How long it will take is anybody's guess.
Presuming the decision goes Dikatua's way, she'll get a second gold medal eventually, but without the Games razzmatazz, and Paul Coffer says that's a pity.
There's nothing associated with it, you know, just a medal coming in. It's different if you're standing on the victory podium. It's a different feeling. At the Gold Coast, that's what you're working for. Getting it months later, it's not the same.
Paul Coffer's assertion can't be denied, but once they get the go-ahead, Sir John de Winokura says they are planning to lay on as glitzy a show as possible for Tua, with Peter O'Neill presiding.
We'll invite the Prime Minister to present the medal. So, yes, we will take stuff to the very, very top, because it's a moment of pride for the whole of the nation, and we will give it the accolades that it deserves.
And PNG's former Olympic chef de mission, Sid Yates, who knows Dikatua well, says he has no doubt there will be a national celebration.
Dika certainly deserves it. She was the first woman ever to lift in the Olympics back in Sydney 2000, and she's still going strong here in 2018. So it'll be fantastic, and I think it would just give a big boost in Papua New Guinea as well.
But the bigger picture for weightlifting is still the question of what can be done to stamp drugs out, particularly when the sport is under threat of being kicked out of the Olympics. Paul Coffer says it's time for heavier penalties for guilty athletes and their countries, because short-term bans are just not effective.
Nothing has been done much. These countries need to be penalised. One or two positives, you're out for 4 years. Simple as that. But you kick them out for a year, you let them pay. It means nothing. They just got the money and they just keep doing it. And it's happening time after time. I never thought that in the Commonwealth we would have such a thing. And it has happened.
In contrast, Pacific Island lifters have an unsullied reputation. Sid Yates believes that's very much down to the way the Oceania Weightlifting Institute in New Caledonia is run, and he says another gold for Dikatua would reflect that.
Paul Coffer runs a very tight camp, and they've got a very strong stand against that. And look, it's fantastic for the Pacific Islands as well, not just Papua New Guinea, and it'd be a tremendous achievement if this does come off.
But right now, patience is clearly the key, because even if the Indian lifter's B sample is found to be positive, there is still a chance that the athlete could take her case to the Court of Arbitration for Sport in Switzerland.